Well, of course, Monday morning means brand new music here on 2SER, and there's only one man qualified to tell us about what the new music's going to be during any given week. And of course, that's our music director, Andrew Cadore. Good morning.
Good morning, and he is hoping.
Oh, look, if you can't do it, nobody can, mate.
Well, look, let's start. Look, as you know, we've got A Tribe Called Quest and their first album in 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah, as our feature album. And yeah, look, you might call it a throwback to the 90s. So I thought I'd go back to the 90s again with another welcome throwback for the sole reason alone that we love the voice of Honeyed Noir that is Hope Sandoval.
Oh, don't we just?
Mazzy star singer. So this is the return of her act, Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions, which is essentially her and Colm from My Bloody Valentine. Now, they haven't made a record since 2009, and Mazzy Star made a record in 2013, but since then, Hope Sandoval's really only been cited earlier this year on that track she did with Massive Attack.
Mm.
So we can now celebrate a full album, which I think is the best album from these guys, Hope Sandoval and The Warm Inventions. It's called Until the Hunter. It's, look, you know the template. I just think that they've done it the best way possible this time around. It's unhurried, unforced, dimly lit songs, gorgeously rendered with those softly shimmering and sliding guitars and a kind of a loungy sort of a shuffle, and look, all helped along by Hope Sandoval's sumptuous voice. It's a great chapter from Hope Sandoval. I think it's a great record. Let's hear a little bit.
Let's do that right now. This is Isn't It True.
'Cause you couldn't fool a city. Well, isn't that so? Calling all the things that you know. You say that's your way.
Now, I know what you mean about you know the template, but I can never get enough of her.
Well, yeah, and look, a lot of people can't. I must admit that the previous albums from The Warm Inventions haven't really quite done it for me the way Mazzy Star did. But if you're a Mazzy Star fan and you're craving a little bit of that feel, I think this is the one that'll do it for you. It's called Until the Hunter, Hope Sandoval and The Warm Inventions, and it's out now.
Can't wait for it.
Yeah. So, look, let's move on. And we're going to go local and named after an outer suburb of Melbourne, Lower Plenty. They've quietly reached album number 4 now, and they've had quite a lot of acclaim all around the world for what they do. This album's called Sister, Sister. It's on the Bedroom Suck label. And look, you could just easily say that their sound is kind of part folkish, part pop, and part go-betweens, part Velvet Underground. But look, that's really only a fraction of the story, and it'd be doing them a disservice. It puts you in the zone that they're in, but they're really occupying a space of their own. These songs are kind of almost a bit weird in the way that they're conjured, but I find them quite intoxicating. They're very loose. They're very sweet. They're very beguiling, and they just hold you, I think. I think that they make special music. I think they'd literally recorded this at a kitchen table.
Wow.
But they just have this vibe and this presence that I really love. So, yeah, let's hear a little bit from Lower Plenty.
All right, this one's Bondi's Dead. Rather cruel name.
Words hurt men, words hurt women. Where I've been, touchdown hot on foreign skin. Touchdown hot on foreign skin.
What did you say before? Velvet Underground meets go-betweens?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah, but look, I mean, to me, as I said, that doesn't really quite tell the story. I mean, if you needed a reference, you know, you were hanging out with friends and said, I'm listening to Lower Plenty, what do they sound like? Maybe you'd go there. But I really think they're kind of out there on a limb of their own, and really happily so. New album from them, number 4. It's called Sister, Sister.
Sister, Sister. And well done on 4 kind of albums. A bit under the radar, but great stuff.
Yeah, look, I think they're a really special band in the country, and in that kind of realm that, you know, you hear Twerps, Dick Diver, all those sorts of bands, especially those coming out of Melbourne, but I think that they're quite unique.
All right, so what's our final track for this morning?
Final track is a little funky. We're going to LA, and we're going to go to the solo debut from a guy called Joseph Limeburg. The album's called Astral Projection, so you might gather that it's a little bit spacey, and he's actually better known for a lot of his collaborations. He's worked with Kendrick Lamar on his last album, To Pimp a Butterfly. He's worked with Funkadelic.
Wow.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg, Erykah Badu, Dr. Dre. It's a really, really long list that this guy works in. And he's also a collaborator with Kamasi Washington, who also worked with Kendrick Lamar on that last album. Kamasi Washington, as you may know, put out a triple album, The Epic, a year ago, and really brought the 70s sound of astral jazz fusions with psychedelic soul back into the consciousness, or the universal consciousness, you might say, of everyone, because it was actually a huge surprise hit, this record. And he came out for Blues Fest and played a show in Sydney. Now, this is entirely in that same zone, astral projections. It's what I would think is just Back to the Future. And he does it so well. There's a little bit more funk on this record than the jazz of Kamasi Washington, but jazz is never like far from the picture at all. So I think it's a really, really strong debut. I thought we'd end with a particular track from this one. Yeah, Joseph Lineberg, Astral Projections.
All right, the track is called Echoes of One. Andrew, thank you very much. We'll talk more music this time next week.
Thanks, and have a great week.